Hello.
Hello, this is Jamaya calling with Roadside Assistance. I just wanted to confirm and update you on the fact that I did go ahead and call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different providers. The second provider I called at 3:36, probably a couple of minutes. I'm sorry, not 3:36. I apologize, 2:36 on my side.
Okay.
I called at 2:36, and he did say a 2.5, 3 hour. He said 2.5, 3 hour ETA. Now when I try to call back, they're not answering the phone. But when I did call before I end up, well, I did when I got to that second call after I spoke with him about the 2.5, 3 hour ETA. I kind of figured that you wouldn't want to sit there for another 2.5, 3 hours. So I try to, keep moving forward to the next providers to find out if I can find a shorter ETA, which all those providers, they're claiming that they have no drivers available or they're not in the area. So I figured that I would just go back to that second one I called, and now they're not answering the phone. He did say that he would take it and he would he would do it. But I just wanted to still confirm with you that if so, I'm still going to go ahead and give them a call back once I get off the phone with you. But I do, that's the only one that I could find with this two and a
Yeah, I
half
guess that'll
hour.
have to do because I mean the person that's coming to pick us up is an hour away.
Yeah, you guys are on the beach, so it's a lot of traffic down there. That's what it seems like for a while. A lot of these providers don't have somebody, or they're having an issue with finding somebody to put out there.
I tried to call a friend of ours that works for a tow truck company, but he said that he couldn't do it either.
Okay. Well, I
And
mean, I
they
did
actually
confirm
work
with
out
it
there on
that
the.
those additional miles were $40. So, you were looking at exactly what I said and everything, like everything added up. So I was correct about the price that I gave you and everything, and I've actually confirmed that with them as well.
Okay, I mean, if that's
Same
the
place.
only one that's available, I guess that's what we'll have to do.
Yes, I spoke with the dispatcher. His name Drew. He gave me an ETA of 2.5 hours or more. He said to only having two trucks available. But he said he will
Okay.
assist with the tow service if the customer doesn't mind waiting.
If that's the only one we have, I guess that's what we'll have to do.
Yes, every other one states that they don't have no one available or no one en route. And or either when I have one that he just heard the key was stuck and he's like, he can't do it. Then he's like afterwards, like, oh, he doesn't service that area. Sometimes I feel like, some of them they kind of like, a little funny acting, but like I said, once I got that memo, I just end up going back to that second provider that I originally called from the begin with, which was East Hill Towing. I spoke with Drew at East Hill Towing. Yep, I spoke with him at 2:36.
Okay, well, if that's the
Those.
only one that we have, I guess that's what we'll have to do.
I mean, if he said a 2.5 ETA, or so he said 2.5. If I called him around 2:36, and I spoke with him around that time, and he did say he could accept it, if I would have sent the dispatch in there right now at this point, instead of me sitting up here calling other ones, kind of, I'm not saying wasting time because I'm still helping someone who needs help and assisting them in a way to do what I'm instructed to do in my job for to find the help. But at the same time, like probably right now he would have a 2 hour or less ETA because of the fact that I've
Yeah.
already been, we've already been waiting and I've been calling around. So, yep. Like I said, I can
Okay.
keep going a little bit, or I can, like I said, or I can keep, I could just call him, keep trying to call him and just confirm this with him. So,
I mean, if that's the only one that you were able to get, then that's fine because the guys are out there actually fishing and we're chilling.
okay, so I would do, let's see, that would be 40. Let's look up this here. Show PTO. You didn't say. He just said $5 a mile, so I'm guessing $5 what was additional. Was it 8 miles? Yep. 8 times 5 is 40. Yep, so that's $40 there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and send it out to him. Like just said, I went ahead and confirmed it with you. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just gonna go ahead and send it off to him and wait for the actual ticket to be dispatched. As in, like once they actually accept it, it'll show on my side too as well. And you should receive some type of text message notification as well.
Okay.
Worst come to worst, if anything, you can always give me a call back, but I am going to go ahead and assist you with that provider once I give them a call first, just to confirm.
Alrighty.
They were stating that so many calls, you know, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, being out here on the beach, it's hard. There's so much going on.
Right. He did say he would assist, though. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, try to call him one more time and see if he's, if he does answer. If he doesn't, then like I said, I'll still go ahead and send the dispatch over and just wait for him to accept, wait for whoever is on that side to accept it, because maybe they could be on the phone with someone else and, or the phone could be busy for why they're not answering, because I just spoke with him less than 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Now in the next 5 minutes, it'll be an hour. I'm in 30 minutes that I last spoke with him. Exactly. Talk to him at 2:36. Would you like their personal phone number, if you don't mind? Would you like me to give you that information that way, in case you, so that way you have some type of confirmation with who exactly would be towing your vehicle, like what place and stuff like that.
What'd you say it was?
The place is called, let's see, East Hill Towing.
East Hill Towing.
Yes, Hill Towing. It's in Pensacola. It's located off of North Davis Highway.
Okay.
Not sure how. It doesn't look like North Davis Highway is too far from me. It looks like it's about 20 minutes.
No, it's not.
Yes, and that's where they're located at. Their phone number is 850-202. I'm sorry, 208-20000.
Okay.
Yes. If you, not only is it that, you know, you can always give roadside assistance a call back and someone will be aware to go ahead and take care of whatever is going on. But I will go ahead and send this dispatch over as of right now. So you should receive some type of message shortly.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you so much, Ms.
Thank
Murray.
You.
Thank you.